You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Last week, the new government announced that changes have been made to the Equal Pay Act. These changes create an accessible process for pay equity claims. Rather than the first port of call being the employment court, the amendment will mean that workers will be able to negotiate pay equity issues using processes set up within the workplace. I spoke to newly appointed Minister for Women and Labour MP, Jan Tinetti, about how these changes will positively affect working women. We also discussed what she plans to bring to the portfolio of Minister for Women and whether the government will be able to make headway in tackling pay inequity in Aotearoa this term. I firstly wanted to begin with congratulating you on being named the Minister for Women, the Minister for Internal Affairs, as well as the Associate Minister for Education this term. Very exciting, I'm sure. What was your initial reaction to the Prime Minister's announcement of these roles?
So I think I've put it out there quite a lot that it was the initial reaction was one of shock. We'd all been in discussions for over 2 weeks, and then the Prime Minister had come back to me and said that, and asked me, or I don't know whether actually it was asked or informed me actually, that I was going to be part of the executive, and I was pretty excited about that because I thought an undersecretary role would be great. And then she said, I'm going to bring you in as a minister and a minister inside cabinet. And I've said quite publicly that I think I was inarticulate for the first time in my life. I didn't actually know what to say, but really excited about it now, and really just can't wait to get into the work of the role and looking forward to everything that it brings. I've spent the last few days going through the different portfolios and the different roles and talking with officials, and that will happen for the next wee while, of course. But the more I'm learning, the more excited I'm becoming.
Now, I wanted to speak a little bit about the role of Minister for Women specifically, as this will be our focus today. What will you bring to the Minister for Women portfolio?
So I'm really excited about this. I think that this was the one that it got me buzzing probably the most, because it's been an area that I've been passionate about for so long, because I come from an education background, and I'm really excited about having the associate education role as well. But the Minister for Women, having been a teacher and a principal, I've worked in a predominantly female workforce for all of my working career. So I've also worked in low socioeconomic schools where women have been mostly involved in work that has been seen as not being highly valued in the past, and actually I think the lockdowns over the last wee while have taught us that work is some of the most highly valued around. But just lifting those women and making certain that the lives of women and girls are brought to the fore and the issues that they face has been really important to me. So bringing that background, bringing some of the journey that I've been through in life, so having had breast cancer in the last year, I think that's really important to that role, and so I'm really looking forward to the challenges of ensuring that lives of women and girls are enriched through what we do in government.
Now, late last week, it was announced that changes have been made to the Equal Pay Act, and I suppose this is sort of the first thing you've got to send out as the Minister for Women, which is exciting. Would you be able to explain what these changes are?
So I was really excited about this because I actually worked on the Select Committee in the last 3 years that progressed this particular act, when we progressed it as a bill, of course, and put it through. But the Equal Pay Amendment Act makes it easier for the groups of workers who over time have been underpaid because their work has been done by women, and this act makes it easier for them to get paid fairly for what they do. And it's really as simple as that. What it does is it takes away it actually brings to it the right for women and their employers and groups of women or groups of workers to negotiate a fairer way forward rather than going to a court process first. So it's a really exciting amendment that this does. It's a really exciting pathway that this brings for those workers.
So In practice, is this something that obviously will be introduced into workplaces and they will have something put in place at the workplace to be able to negotiate fair pay before having to go through a court process?
Yes, that's right. So claims can be put forward or brought forward under this, and that means that there'll be more of an agreement and a pathway forward for them rather than going into that adversarial court process.
Now, why is it important for women in New Zealand that these changes have been made?
Because we need to actually value that work, and that's really important that we're seeing that. It is going to make it easier. We're talking about a large number of people who this is going to impact on. Over time, we've seen that women's work historically has been undervalued. I can use some personal examples there. When I first started in teaching in the early 90s, and I, of course, had teacher aides that I was working alongside, and people used to talk about teacher aides as being, oh, it's just work that someone that might do as a second job or might be the mother at home, and so it adds a little bit of income. And that sort of talk actually needs to be challenged, because that work is really important work. As a teacher, I highly valued my teacher aides. In fact, I couldn't do that work without them. And so when they got their equal pay settlement and it came through 2 weeks ago, I was out there celebrating, because they should be highly valued for what they do. So what this does is it values women for the work that they do, and it values all those workers that are in those jobs that have historically been done by women.
Another purpose, I suppose, of these changes, has it got anything to do with there being concern about going through the court process or feeling like the court process won't work for women in the workforce? Is that another reason why this has been put in place, or is that not really relevant?
I think that it's a really good question, and I think it's absolutely relevant. I know that in the past people have actually been put off by this process because it has been hard. We've had claims that have been made in the past that have spent time going through that court process, and that's been the first step rather than the absolute last. No one wants to do that. Employers don't want to do that. Employers don't want to make it hard. Employers want to see the best for their workers, and workers don't want to do that either. Workers want to actually work with their employer and negotiate fairly in that and in good faith in that process. So this is really important that it takes away from that, and it makes it easier for people to bring their claims, but also easier for the employers to be able to work through those claims and negotiate, which is a process that both sides are well used to. Now, this has actually been worked out with the unions, so with the CTU and also Business New Zealand, have actually been part of the process the whole way through in forming this process. And that's what's good about this particular act, is that everybody has been on side with it. And it had unanimous support in the third reading in Parliament, so all parties actually voted for it. So it's something that has got support across Parliament, but also across employers and employees.
Now, I just wanted to talk a little bit further sort of generally about tackling pay equity and the issue of pay equity in New Zealand. The gender pay gap of 9.3% has not changed since 2017, which is the length of the last coalition government. Why haven't we seen a change since then?
So we have seen some change in the public sector, and we know that this particular piece of work is an important step in that, so in moving further forward. So this has kind of been very, very long overdue, and I'm the first to admit that, but it's an important step of passing this Act. But we are well aware that there is way more work to do, and we're up for that, and it will be right up there on top of our agenda and my agenda as Minister for Women.
And also, I suppose, following the breakout of COVID-19 and evidence showing that redundancies due to the pandemic significantly impacted women in the workforce in New Zealand, that feeling might have women thinking that this is yet another example of inequity in New Zealand's workforce. How will the government work to combat the number of barriers facing working women this term, and will we see a definitive change after 3 years?
So that's work that I'm really looking forward to progressing, actually, and those are conversations that I'm on day two of the job, and I've already had conversations around that because I'm really aware of the COVID situation and the inequities that are occurring for women and the work that we need to do in that place. I know that we've got some work that's going through already. The Prime Minister mentioned last weekend, announced the flexi wage scheme, but there's going to be other announcements that we will be looking into and making around making certain that women are being lifted and that they're not facing those inequities. So this is ongoing work for me, and I'm absolutely certain that we can make that difference.
That was Minister for Women, Jan Tinetti, speaking on the changes recently made to the Equal Pay Act to create an accessible process for pay equity claims in the workplace.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.